Okay, I think I'm recording. I hope I am. Okay, guys, this is such a learning experience that I'm really happy to be here for. So, currently, I feel like I have talked into this microphone thinking that I was recording now about like 5, 4, 7 times. So, what I really came to even say is like, I feel it's not even a. Okay, this whole like where it talks back and I can hear it is gonna fuck me up. I just wanted to make sure that I could be heard. Okay, I guess I can't change that as I'm recording. So I'll just have to turn it down. Okay, so sorry, I don't know. I don't really know. I really just have this set up on my iPhone. What I came here to say doesn't even feel important anymore because I've said it like 7 fucking times. I just wanted to start this. I feel like, okay, maybe we should smoke a bowl first. Because trying to set this up was low-key hard as fuck, okay? And it's really just, god damn it. And my phone, of course, is at 10% right when I get it set up. It's so annoying. That's really annoying. Because that means it's going to die soon. Okay, I'll just go as long as I can, I guess. I was just having a bad day today, and I was just thinking in the shower that I should just do something. I should just do something that's gonna make me happy. And I've been wanting to do this for a while now, but I feel like I just put a lot of pressure on myself that just doesn't really need to be there. So I decided to take the pressure off and just do this because I feel like it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just sitting in my bed with my dog, and she's so fucking adorable. I'm honestly naked, and I'm just talking because I feel like it. I feel like sometimes, where's your little baby? Are you sleepy? You want me to turn the lights off? Okay, sorry. I'll turn the lights off. She literally just signaled to me. There we go. That sometimes people don't want to listen to me, but I want to listen to me. I feel like I have good conversation, even though I'm not a very good storyteller. I like to talk, okay? I don't understand why people don't like to talk. It's literally how you make sense of the world and how you connect one reality to another reality. Like, it's literally how humans survive. I don't understand how people don't like to talk. They're such haters, in my opinion. Whatever. So, yeah, I tried to start this podcast, like, in 2019, maybe 18, with my sister. And then I tried to do it by myself. And then it was like during the time of like podcasting where it was like starting to get big. So I put a lot of like pressure on myself that I would like have to get big. And that was just intimidating to me. So I decided to I just don't think this is going to really go anywhere, you know, which is fine by me. Journaling is so exhausting sometimes that just talking to get something off your chest is more healing for me personally, because journaling, I always like, I'm so dramatic, okay? It just sometimes does not need to be that dramatic, and I am just dramatic. So I wish there was a way for my phone to charge. Well, that means I have to get one of those magnetic charging pads thing, because how am I gonna record and charge my phone at the same time? You know, I wonder if this is still recording. I don't even know anymore. Okay, so I have this like journaling book that has like a bunch of writing prompts in it. And since I don't really have like a template of where this conversation is gonna go, and that I don't really have anybody here with me, I am just going to read one of these and answer it. I probably shouldn't have turned off the light because now I can't see shit. I shouldn't have listened to my dog, but honestly, this is her house, not mine. Sorry, honey. We're going to turn on the light. She's like, I'm trying to fucking sleep. She just looked at me so dead. LOL. Okay, the first one I read on this page. So there's two prompts. The first one that I literally my eyes drew to was the bottom one. It said, you are a fish. Design your perfect aquarium. Oh. Okay, my perfect aquarium. Now, I have always wanted to be a fish. I think that underwater, oops, there you go, honey, turn the light off for you. That underwater sea creature lifestyle would be fucking awesome. Okay, so if I was in a fish in an aquarium, okay, I would definitely not want to be at like, no birch aquarium or anything like that. I want to be at a house where the guy is obsessed with fish. I had a neighbor growing up where he like was obsessed with exotic fish, and the way he took care of his fish, I would want to be one of the fish in his whatever farm, because I just want somebody who cares about fish, you know, because then my life will be good. But my perfect aquarium would definitely be like in a kitchen, and it would be tall, super tall, with like lots of coral. I really think coral is like pretty, and I do want like other fish living with me. I don't want to be like one of those loner fish where I keep eating all the other fishes, so I'm not allowed to be with other fish. I don't know what type of fish I would be per se, but I know what I would not be is one of those asshole fishes, because I love like a kind of like a Finding Nemo aquarium where all the fish like get along. That'd be so awesome. That'd be so cute. And it would definitely have like a filter. I don't know why that's important, but the Nemo thing made me definitely think that it needs a filter. And there would be lights. And I would kind of want like it to glow in the dark a little bit at night. Like, I know they do glow in the dark already, but like even more. Is that bad for the fish? I don't know, because I had like a glow in the dark beta fish. Oh my God. I don't deserve fish. As much as I love fishies, I love fishies. I think they're so cool and fascinating. And like, just the simple fact they can breathe underwater is blows my fucking mind, because LOL, have you ever fucking tried to breathe underwater? I did when I was little and I nearly died. So yeah, I didn't nearly die. Okay, dramatic. I just hella choked and hella swallowed water. And I was like, okay, I guess I can't breathe underwater. But yeah, so I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, my beta fish, bitch. Okay. I've had a few beta fish in my life that I can't seem to keep alive. So, and I feel like they're the easiest to take care of. So the glow-in-the-dark fish, that one just died. Not very sure. The first fish died because I couldn't take care of the water pH levels properly. The second was the glow-in-the-dark one, and that one just died. I don't know. The vibes were just off. He was really cute the first couple of days, but I don't know. The glow-in-the-dark fish, I feel like, are just so mutated that maybe they're just hard to keep alive, or I just suck as a fish owner. The third one, like, I literally lost, okay? I don't know what happened. So I was changing the water. It's always when I'm changing the water. I should be more mindful, I guess, when I'm changing their waters. But what the fuck? Okay, I was literally changing the water, and you have to wait, like, 30 minutes-ish for the water to, like, neutralize with all the chemicals and stuff. And, like, for it to not be so, like, whatever, shocking for the fish. And so I was like, okay, let me smoke a bowl while I wait and just vibe out. And I vibed out, but I fucking took a nap. And, like, my fishy, the beta fish, was, like, in a little bowl, you know, in the separate bowl. I woke up from my nap, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me go put my fish back. You know, like, it's definitely time. Bitch, I went back to the little bowl. That fish is gone, okay? Just nowhere. Like, not in the bowl, not, like, jumped out, suffocating for air around it. Like, I looked everywhere, all of the drawers, like, okay? And people were like, maybe your dog ate it. My door was closed, okay? There was no dog in there. Like, because I know that because my dog doesn't like to be in the, like, it was Pepper who would have probably, I don't like remember Pickles being in the room at all. Like, Pepper probably would have been in the room, and she spazzes out when I smoke. So I would always let them leave the room before I smoke. So I know they weren't in there, and I had the door closed at the time. And never found it, bitch. I even moved out, looked for it a little bit more because all of the furniture was gone. Like, never found the fish again. I don't know. Like, it literally resurrected. Like, what the fuck? Still to this day, I don't know. And after that, I was so disappointed in myself that I got rid of all of my fish tank stuff. I told my mom to trash it. I was like, I don't deserve fish, okay? I can't take care of them, clearly. Three have died on my watch, and they're supposedly the easiest fucking fish to keep alive. Which, ugh, such a lie. I feel like beta fish always die, okay? Like, not, okay, obviously Mother Nature, they always die, but, like, they die fast. And I don't know if it's just me, but they die fast. I feel like one of my fish, like, died because, like, I had the sun, like, beaming on it, and I think it, like, overheated. I feel like that was, like, the glow-in-the-dark fish. I don't know, man. So, if I was a fish, I would not want to be in my aquarium. I clearly kill them all. My dad used to take really good care of aquariums. You know, I'd want to be in his aquarium, but I don't know because he doesn't have one anymore. It'd be like definitely blue vibes. That sounds stupid because of course it's going to be blue, but like I want the lights that I was talking about, the glow in the dark, to be blue, and then my fish to be like orange and yellow and purple. I want hella fish. That's why I appreciate Persephone, because she's a terrarium type of, like, animal. She's a tarantula. Persephone is my tarantula. But, like, I don't really have to take care of her. Like, she takes care of herself. I just have to feed her, give her water, and, like, that's really it, because she does it all herself. She doesn't even like when I move stuff in there. I mean, yeah. I just have to, like, feed her and water her and, like, dude, I tried to take out her mole and she, like, went to attack me and I was, like, looking up if that's okay. And I guess they, like, use their mole to, like, indoor decorate, which she did seem like she was doing. So cute when she was molted. She, like, buried herself in the cave and then, like, came out, like, looking so sexy. It was so cute. I love Persephone. People don't think that, like, I should really keep Persephone because this guy, like, captured her in the wild and gave it her to me because I said I liked tarantulas. And then, he, like, literally went out in the canyon and, like, caught one. And I was like, whoa, okay. And, like, gave it to me. they're like, oh, my God, like, that's so bad for her, blah blah blah. Like, whatever, bitches. Like, animals get caught in captivity all the time. Like, let me do my human shit, okay? Humans do human shit all the time. Sure, it's not the most godly thing of me to do, but it's not like I'm killing her or, like, using her for, like, science projects. Like, I love her. I'm trying to keep her alive. And, like, She won't get squished in here. I mean, I hope she likes it. She's starting to web everywhere, so that's like a good sign, right? Like, she's settling in. Bitch, how else do you think we domesticate any other pets? Like, come on, be so for real. Like, dogs, cats, bitch, those were all wild animals at one point, and then we just decided, bitches live with horses, okay? Bitches live on a farm, and just, yeah, what? Like, come on. Sometimes you just gotta domesticate, get domesticated, ho. So, yeah. I don't know, people try to make me feel bad about it, but, like, I don't really feel bad because I'm treating her with, like, love and care. If I was being an asshole, then maybe. If I was making her, you know, do shit she didn't like. But I want to make sure she lives a good life. I know, I was always thinking about, like, I say I know, like, there's somebody here talking to me. But, like, I was scared that when I was giving her, like, she had, like, eggs. And somebody was like, what if you have, like, hella baby tarantulas? Like, oh, fuck no. That would be too much. I haven't even held her yet. She's still kind of scared of me. She hasn't really gotten, like, she's gotten more used to me. Because if she's, like, out of her cave and, like, I open the lid and stuff, she doesn't run away anymore. She used to hella run away. But now she just, like, vibes and, like, lets me feed her. So, that's a good step. But I don't know. Like, I'm scared to, like, take her out. Because what if I get scared and then I drop her? Or, like, she runs away and then I can't get her back. And she's just, like, in my house. Then I just, like, have a tarantula in my house. Fuck no. Or, like, I mean, if she gets away, she gets away. But, like, whatever, but then, like, what if she's just, like, vibing in my house, and then, like, I don't know, like, that would just be creepy to me. I can't, like, do that. What if she, like, crawls in my coochie or something? Ah! Fuck no. Okay, let me see what my battery percentage is at. Oh, it's only at 7. Okay, period. Honestly, this did make me feel better. Did I tell you I was having, like, a bad day? I probably did, but I can't really remember what I said just now, like, at the beginning. Because I was telling you, I said it so many times that I just didn't think it was important. So, yeah. I'm glad I was able to talk to myself. I do feel better. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. I'll probably post this somewhere, but I won't announce it until I start getting, like, real comfortable. You know, because I literally don't even know. I feel like once I start putting pressure on myself, I get in my head and then I don't want to do this anymore. But, like, if I just vibe and just let it happen and rock with it, I think this will be good for me. Because this action that I'm doing right now, where I'm just talking to myself out loud and, like, recording it, it feels good. It feels like something I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Because I feel like I have a lot of things to say and just nowhere to put it, you know? Nowhere to put it. I just want somebody to, like, listen to me and appreciate me. And I appreciate me, and I always want to listen to me. So, yeah, it's just like a giving back to Rob type shit. So, yeah, it's about 9 o'clock. I'll probably finish this. It was good conversation about nothing. I'm just sleepy now. All right. Peace out, party people. I love you so much.